and the fact that T.O., of course, has been doing his thing for the most part, I think, separate from that possible suicide attempt, which I think was completely overblown, he's handled himself pretty well. What do you think?
Well, you know, I like T.O., and he's a friend of mine. I think I wish that he would understand the media is not his friend. You know, I talk to him quite a bit, and I tell him, I hope he don't think Ed Ward is at practice to wish him his best every day. They want him to say something bad about Drew or Bill Parcells. That's why they're there every day. They're not at every the same reason ESPN followed Barry Bonds around. It ain't for anything positive. It's waiting for something bad to happen. I wish T.O. would understand that. Hey, you know, Bill Parcells, he made the switch. It's his decision. I wish him the best. I would like to see Romo do well. But it's strictly, you know, everybody's having a debate. I see everybody like giving their opinion. The only person's opinion matter is Bill Parcells. He thought it was time for a change, and he's got to live and die with it. Everybody else can give their opinion, but who cares? I mean, I always tell people, it's nobody's business. If Bill Parcells, he's the coach. He's going to get the blame or the credit, plain and simple.
We had Len Dawson on the show earlier this week talking about quarterback protection, and I guess there's not an analogy in the NBA, except if maybe you got Shaq next to you, you might have a little bit more freedom to get those rebounds and not have to be the only one throwing your body around. But here's Len Dawson from...
No, the different analogy is...
Give it to me.
Think about it. When other guys play with Shaq from Orlando, from the Lakers, they got a lot of wide-open threes. That's because guys were tough doubling, triple teaming Shaq. But you see, once Shaq left those teams, people realized that other guys weren't that good. That's what a guy like Hakeem Olajuwon, I feel like I did it a little bit, Carmelo, when you have a big man who guys get to double team, guys can shoot threes. I mean, think about it. When Shaq was in Orlando, people talked about what a great player Penny Hardaway was and what a great player, a great three-point shooting Dennis Scott was. Well, that's because they were playing with Shaq. You see, both of them career really went down when Shaq left. And think about the Lakers. When Shaq was with the Lakers in his prime, you could see that Devin George really struggled when Shaq left. Rick Fox really struggled when Shaq left. And Kobe, even though he's getting great offensive numbers and he is the best player in the NBA, he's not winning. So the analogy is, you see, a lot of guys have success when they play with Shaq. That's the only analogy you can use with the offensive line. And, Nick, trust me, you know, here in Arizona, we know about bad offensive lines.